Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
It is hot. What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. My name is Ray Taylor. I am recording from the back of my minivan, which I have done before for other shows. I am doing it again. I've had some technical difficulties. This is my third attempt at recording this episode. And I hope it goes well. Everything should go good. The first one was foiled by a memory card on my H4N that filled up. Didn't even realize it. Wasn't sure what the problem was at first. Kind of nervous and scared that maybe my H4N was going bad. But it was not that. It was just the card that was full. So I dumped the card onto backed it up on a hard drive, formatted it, good to go. Second attempt, I was going to record an episode. For whatever reason, I don't know why I thought it was going to be a good idea or that it would be possible. I mean, it was possible. It happened. But I recorded after the last UFC event, UFC Chile, and I was thoroughly wasted. Didn't really eat much. Had like a small pizza pretty much all day. And then just drank a bunch of, not even a bunch. I don't really drink as much anymore. But I, you know, I finished off over the course of a day, a 12 pack and then some tequila. So anyway, I was thoroughly toasted. The next day, I didn't remember. I mean, I remember recording it and I know I have a feeling it's not good. So that version, if I still have it, I don't even know if I kept it or not. I don't see why not. I might put that up as a special Patreon only, version of the show. So at least it's not worthless, but that was my second attempt and I didn't want to release it just because I didn't want to listen to it again. I don't know what I said. Not that I said anything bad. It's just, I don't know. I'd like to at least remember the episode I recorded. So anyway, so I'm doing it today. Today's Tuesday now. So it's going to come out later today, tonight. I'm in the parking lot, Metro 8 Theater, the movie theater that I've gone to see a lot of the movies that I've watched recently. I'm going to go watch Deadpool 2. I'm sweating my ass off. I really am considering turning the AC on. In the middle of this podcast, because I'm drenched in sweat. Yeah, I'm going to do that real quick. I'll be right back. Hear that wind? All right, let's try this out. So I'm in the parking lot in my van, Metro 8. You know, I got a bunch of shit done, had a huge order on my website. Over the weekend, so I waited till Monday to make sure the money cleared and was in my bank account, mainly because I needed money to pay for the shipping materials, which I just started doing I'm selling the many faces or drawings and paintings on paper. I've kind of, over the orders that I've had, kind of experimented with different ways to ship it. Finally found, there's a YouTube video of a woman up in Canada who was selling her prints, and then she was showing how she packages that. Way better. Way better. Not at all stressful about it getting damaged. This new thing. And so, I got some shipping materials. Basically, for those, if you are an artist or somebody that wants to ship, paper, and you're not going to roll it up like they're kind of big or you don't want to bend it or whatever, you can do, it's go to Home Depot or Lowe's or some kind of hardware store and get the, oh, the AC is not even on. There you go. All right. Now it's cooler air. What was I saying? So go to Home Depot or something like that and get it's half-inch foam board, insulation board. You'll find it in, like, the building materials and shit like that. But, yeah, so you get that. You cut it to whatever size you need. Sandwich the art between it, tape it up, and then you got a nice, and then, you know, make sure you put a, you know, then you can wrap it up, and you could do other stuff from there, as far as packaging, you know, wrap it in brown paper, put it in a box with other stuff, but you don't have to worry about it bending necessarily, and you can put, like, a do not bend or fragile sticker on it or write it on there if you want, but yeah, once I did it, it seemed solid as fuck. So I'm looking forward to hopefully more orders to come through. Now that I have the new shipping materials, I feel very confident mailing stuff to people. But yeah, so, and the way mine will come, if you were to order one of the many faces, if you were to go to inspireddisorder.com and look through, there's over 400 faces now. Look through one of the over 400 faces. New face comes out daily. Buy one of the faces, and when it arrives to your house, and it might be in an envelope, probably will be in some kind of envelope other than, but when you bring it out, it's going to look like just a metallic brick because the foam board had a metallic side to it. And then I got the metallic duct tape, like for air ducts and stuff, not like actual duct tape where it's, you know, kind of cloth material. This is more like aluminum foil with an adhesive side. So I got that to tape it up so it looks sick. And then I put a sticker on it. I'm very happy with it because I wanted it to, you know, and I had a couple ideas. This morning, couple little tweaks to make it even look better. Just to improve presentation, you know, kind of like taking on that Apple sensibility as far as, from Steve Jobs' book to make sure that the inside of the cabinet is as beautiful as the outside of the cabinet. So that's, did that yesterday, got all that shipped and figured out, and a bunch of other stuff done yesterday. I don't know what I'm talking about yesterday. I didn't get a chance to. I was going to kind of go see the movie yesterday, but I didn't. But I'm here today. I got all that done. Might do some driving later. Not sure. Kind of feeling it out because the fights this weekend, UFC fights, are on a Sunday morning. So the main card starts at like 10 a.m. Pacific. So I'm not too worried about, I'll probably end up watching the card later on Sunday anyway, so I can drive through the weekend. Weekends tend to be better. But after the thing, I might do some Postmates because they have a little bonus thing going on. I have to hit 30 trips within the next, you know, probably few weeks, which I should have no problem doing, but it would be nice to get it out of the way. Yeah, so that's what, but Deadpool 2, which is weird. I guess it's done really good. From what I've heard, it's did almost as good as the first one, which is first movie to knock off the Avengers Infinity War from the top spot. And I was kind of not really, my hype for the movie had gone way down. Especially after seeing the promos, after seeing the trailers for it. Like, there was a trailer where he was making fun of the fact that they hadn't finished the CG on the bad guy's arm. And it's just like, I don't know. From that point, I just didn't really like the bad guy. I like Josh Brolin. I think he's great, but I don't know. So I wasn't really hyped for it. And maybe because of, you know, just the big superhero movie that just happened. I watched it, I don't know. Just it I just wasn't as hyped for it. But apparently I'm not everybody. And comic book movies, I guess they're still a thing. I guess people still enjoy them. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it's good. I enjoyed the first one. This one I'm not as looking forward to, just because it seems like there's more of the X-Men people that were from the first one are in this one, and I was not a fan of the X-Men people at all. I really hope having the engine on doesn't give the camera vibration. That'll be super annoying. Because I clamped it to the chair. Man. Anyway. So I don't know. Because I didn't give a shit about, like, those extra characters in the first Deadpool. I didn't give a fuck about. The big metal guy and then the bratty chick, I didn't care at all. They were the worst part of the first one. If they could cut something out, get rid of the other X-Men people, just have a Deadpool. This one, it seems like, oh, they're getting ragtag group, which I'm sure it'll be good. I don't know. It didn't get me. I wasn't looking forward to it. It hindered my anticipation. But yeah, so that's what's going down. I was just here like a few days ago, not a few days ago, last week, and I watched a horrible movie. This is more of a warning than anything. Do not watch this movie. Don't watch it in theaters. Don't rent it. Don't steal it. If it's on TV, run away. Don't watch it for any reason. It takes the title of a book, which I quite enjoyed, written by a comedian, which I quite enjoyed, Bert Kreischer. The movie's called Life of the Party, starring, I can't even think of her name, which is fine. She's doing a lot of comedies. She's the fat lady. All the different comedies. She's in the new Ghostbusters. I think she's kind of funny. But this movie looked like it had Gillian Anderson in it. Gillian Anderson? I think I'm fucking that name up too. Had the girl from Community in it. And like the trailers made it look like, you know, she's a mom. She just gets dumped by her husband, and she's going back to school, and her daughter's going to school. So it's reminded me a lot of, like, Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, or any of, like, it seems like this premise has been done to death with just old people going back to school, and this is by far the worst. It is so bad. It's just, there's really nothing funny in most of the movie. There's certain characters that I think people are supposed to think are funny, but I don't know. It was just bad. There was one funny moment in the whole movie, and it was decent. It was not worth the whole thing. The whole time, I wanted to walk out. There were like 5 times during the movie that I wanted to just leave. But, you know, I was like, I was already there. Maybe there'll be some funny parts. I'm always hopeful that movies will get better, even though generally if you get through a certain part, they're not just going to turn the corner. But yeah, so that it's Life of the Party. Bullshit. I hate that it's called that, because it's not. She's not the life of the party. She's not at all. She's not like Frank the Tank or any of these other characters that were actually lives of the party, like that Neighbors movie. She's not. It's bad. It's just like Midwest mom breaks out of her shell in a pretty generic vanilla sorority setup at a college. It's just so bad. It's really not good. I'm sure it's good for like a good family movie. I guess if you're a nice Christian household and you want something that's not going to offend anybody, I guess that's the way to go. But it was, I hated it. I really hated that movie. And it's just, it's not like it's a bad movie to where things just don't make sense. It's just like so mediocre in every level. On every level, it's just like the biggest waste of money. Like all of those people that got hired and the crew and all that stuff could have been way better served doing something better than that. But yeah, so I don't know. It is what it is. And I'm sure I talked about this stuff in the drunk episode, which I said I'm going to release on Patreon, which if you want to sign up, I've changed a few things on the Patreon page, not a few things. I changed a thing on the Patreon page. So patreon.com/inspireddisorder, patreon.com/inspireddisorder. It's a Patreon page. Donate $1 if you're one of the early adopters, you're called. The first 100 people get the opportunity to get all the extra content for only $1. After the first 100, it goes up to $3, so watch out, people. But the content you get is behind the scenes, making of videos, video, just one-off videos that I do. Pretty much all the video content's going to be through Patreon. The video version of this show, you can only find on Patreon. The making of videos will be for the artwork that I do, as well as the Photoshops that I do. So you'll be able to watch me do those things. And you will also get a massive discount code that you can use at inspireddisorder.com if you do want to buy any of the artwork or any of the things that I sell on the website, including t-shirts and other things, which I'm sure I'll be adding soon. So patreon.com is where you get those things. You also get the first look at the episode if I get the episode recorded of this podcast before Tuesdays, which I'm kind of just locked in on Tuesdays, and then hopefully try and do a second episode every week, but I want to do at least weekly. I think I for sure can do weekly. I'd like to do twice a week, so you know that's a goal, but weekly is the thing. Tuesdays, and then the second episode would be on a Friday. But so if I get the episode recorded early, you will have the opportunity to watch it before it gets released. Well, I guess the video version will never get released. Well, it will, like, way in the future. But you'll be able to watch it before you get to listen to it, before it comes out on iTunes, which you can if you want to just subscribe to this and just listen to it. You got a job where you get to listen to podcasts all day, which is, I think, one of the better jobs you can have nowadays. I would highly recommend just subscribing to the Inspired Disorder podcast on all the places podcasts are available. So yeah, do those things. And so that's the big change that I did. I limited the dollar donation entry point to 100 people. So after 100 people, which I'm nowhere near. I think officially there's 4 people that are at the dollar donation. So that's that. This is this. What else happened? Oh, at the house, at the place I stay, the place I'm living, they got a little pool, a little above ground. It's like bigger than a kiddie pool, but way smaller than, you know, a legit above ground pool like you would see in the Midwest. So it's enough to where, you know, if I'm sitting down, it comes up to my shoulders, so I can kind of swim around. It's mainly relaxing. I'm looking forward to it, especially with summer starting up. I mean, it's only 84 today. It's really nice outside today, but it was 105 not that long ago, and it's gonna get back up to the hundreds towards the end of the week. But I am looking forward to spending a lot of time in this pool. It seems super relaxing. I am concerned with the fact it is in a courtyard, which there's a sliding glass door from the courtyard into where I exist. And my fear is the outdoor pool explosion that can sometimes happen, where these outdoor pools just all of a sudden fail and you have instant flood issues. So I've actually kind of picked a few things up. I'm slowly kind of rearranging stuff. So if it does flood, that none of my stuff, or very minimal, like I may have to replace adapters and surge protectors or something like that. But I want to make sure that my equipment doesn't get flooded in the chance that sliding glass door is actually open, which, like, on a day to day, it's for sure open. So if it fails today, then, you know, hopefully nothing too horrible happens. But yeah, that pool has hit the spot. And so I did some relaxing in the pool. And then I've been watching, there's a show on the History Channel, which I originally saw, I want to say I saw it on like a marathon in a motel, either on my way out to Denver or on my way back from Denver, which are the majority of the times I've spent in motels recently. And, you know, you go to a motel TV and there's like weird channel selections. So usually I'll find like Discovery or History Channel, and just there's usually a marathon of one of their shows. It's generally those kind of reality shows I'm good with. There's this one called Alone, which it seems like I may have talked about before on an episode of something before. But I kind of went on a few runs on Hulu back when I had a Hulu account, access to a Hulu account. I got into it on that app, and it's, you know, it's a survival show, but it's a competitive survival show, and not like Survivor, which I, you know, is more of, you know, social engineering and manipulation and stuff, not really as much a surviving kind of a show. This is more like, you know, a Naked and Afraid, but like a competition, and they're not naked. So it takes like actual survival, quote unquote, experts. And generally, the majority of the seasons are solo, where you go and you're on your own in this like island in British Columbia. And there's like, starts out with like, I think 10 teams or 10 survivors. And then it just, the last one to survive wins the money. So this newest season I'm watching, season 4, I think, is they've done couples. So either, you know, husband and wife, brothers, father, son. I don't know if they're friends, but and they start them off at separate points where one of the teammates is at the location and needs to start setting up like housing and shit. And then the other person has to hike to find them. So a lot of the contestants got weeded out just on the hike to the, like, they never even made it. Like, they had to get a helicopter to come in and get them because of like injury or whatever. And they have to film all of their own stuff. Like, I think one of the early seasons, the first episode, it may have been on the first season, where they like show them in like a production camp or whatever, where they're like showing them how all the equipment works, because they have to run all the equipment too. They, like, their only source of connection is, I think they may do regular health checkups with them. But other than that, production's completely cut off unless they hit a distress button and they come in. But I enjoy that show, man. It's just, I enjoy those survival shows in general, because it really puts on display human ingenuity and the ability to like push way past through what most people, because you can see like in season 4, I'm like a couple episodes till the end, and they're on like day 39 or something like that. And like people left at like day 5. So they're so far in it, and they're emaciated because it's like getting closer to winter and it's getting hard to eat. And just, but they're, you know, it's still like a race. There's like 3 people holding on. So it's like, which one of the 3 is gonna last the longest? So, and the winner gets $500,000. So to split, I'm pretty sure. Which the other seasons may have been $250,000. And they did it, doubled it up. I don't think they've done like the partners before, but I enjoy that show, man. And it's just, I was going on my Fire Stick and just kind of, I was looking for Tim Kennedy's show because he was on Rogan's podcast recently, Hunting Hitler or some shit. Sounded interesting. So I was looking for that initially, but didn't see it and came across this show, which I had watched before. So I decided to check that out. But yeah, it's I enjoy it, man. That's one of the shows that I'll like burn through a season of a reality show and then find something else. But it's been tough for me to get hooked on stuff. I've pretty much just been, aside from podcasts that I still, you know, regularly watch, it's just Impractical Jokers. Still fucking love that show. Just throwing that show on in the back. It's like one of the best background shows. Because they're little skits, so it's like when you do pay attention, you don't have to be completely invested. You can tap out on kind of the premises that seem a little bit too made up or whatever. But, yeah, it's I enjoy the show. I enjoy that show quite a bit. And it's fucking hilarious. Just friends forcing themselves to prank. It's a great show. It's a great show, which is weird because as far as prank shows go, I think the twist that they have on it, the fact that they're kind of pranking each other and forcing each other to do these pranks, makes it a new layer that a normal prank show wouldn't do. But, yeah. Anyway, I think that's it. Yeah. Hashtag Alone Show, History Channel. Check it out. I do love it. Oh yeah, UFC Chile, which was the fights that I got drunk for. Didn't really pay much attention. Was very distracted. My friend, my roommates or friend where I'm staying, her boyfriend and son went out of town. Her baby daddy and kid went out of town. And so I made sure to get all my driving done during the week so I could take that time off to just kind of relax at home and not have to worry about people being distracting, you know, not that it's their fault, but I take advantage while they're gone. And it was also the same time my friend's trying to set up this pool, so rearranging the patio. So I ended up getting distracted, helping her out a bunch, which is worth it because that pool's nice. I mean, she had a bigger pool, ended up having a leak. I was super worried because the other one took up, you know, 90% of the patio, their courtyard. And this one's quite a bit smaller. The other one would have been more, way closer to one of those legit outdoor pools. But thankfully it didn't have. I think that just would have gone wrong. I think that would have gone wrong and it would have been horrible. There would have been a bunch of water damage. Their neighbors would have been mad. Even though they're nice people, they would not have been happy with the side of their house being flooded. Most likely, I don't know. But yeah, so smaller pools. So setting it up, didn't get a chance. It was, you know, I watched enough of it. It was okay. The main event was boring as shit, but that can happen with a Maya fight. So good on Usman for winning it. But yeah, it was a card that was okay. I'm looking more forward to the Sunday's card in, I think it's in Liverpool, with Darren Till versus Wonderboy, which maybe I'll make picks real quick since, and then I'll wind this up. Yeah, about close to a half hour. So UFC Liverpool this Sunday. I think the fight pass starts at 3 a.m. here, 5 a.m. All right, so where's the main card here? Main card. Let's see. Starting with Eric Spicely versus Darren Stewart. I'm going Spicely only because, you know, I've seen him. I think he used to be like a pro BMX rider. He's done pretty good. Darren Stewart, not super familiar with him off the bat. But yeah, I'd go Spicely on that. Then we have Davy Grant versus Manny Bermudez. Now, this is going to be in Liverpool, so you have to take into consideration there's going to be a lot of local guys here. And then versus a lot of guys flying in from other places, which a lot of the times the person that flies in can have issues. So Manny Bermudez is undefeated, 12-0, versus Davy Grant, I would imagine, is the local guy, is 10-3. I guess I'll go Bermudez on that one. Jason Knight, who came on looking great his first few fights in the UFC, and then I think just kind of not really evolving his style enough to be successful. But he's fighting Makwan Amerikani. And, man, I would love to see Jason Knight, 24 fights, 20-4 versus 13-3. I want Jason Knight to win, but I have a feeling Americani's going to win it. Fuck it. I'm choosing Knight. I'm going against I think he's going to turn it around. So next fight, Arnold Allen versus Mads Burnell. This is like, here's the thing. Like I mentioned in an episode that probably never got released, that the one thing about these cards that take place overseas, these smaller cards, is that they tend to be a lot more exciting because these guys have a lot more to fight for. This is a lot of these fighters' chances to like make a name for themselves and hopefully, you know, get more fights in the UFC. So even though I'm not very familiar with a lot of these names, it's probably going to be some good fights. But Arnold Allen versus Mads Burnell. Burnell's 9-2, Allen's 12-1. I'll go Arnold Allen on this one. This is a complete guess based on record. Neil Magny versus Craig White. Craig White is a shadow person. 14-7 for Craig White versus 20-7 for Magny. I'm going Magny. Magny's like 75% of the time he's a destroyer. And then the main event, Steven Wonderboy Thompson versus Till, Darren the Gorilla Till. I want Till to win. I love Steven Wonderboy Thompson. He might win. I think it's going to be a good fight. It's a better matchup for him than Woodley, hopefully. It's going to be more. I don't see any other way than being more entertaining than the Woodley fight against him, even though they weren't horrible. It wasn't like Maya versus Woodley. But I want Till to win. I think he's, you know, up and comer. He's got really good size. His mental game is on point. And he's super humble and super respectful. I think he's, you know, as far as being grounded and knowing where you want to go and knowing how to do it, I think he's got it. I think he's probably gotten a good game plan for beating, Wonder Boy, hopefully. And it'll be an exciting fight. The only reason I want Wonder Boy to lose is it's just I don't want to see him fight Tyron Woodley again. And I think that if he wins this fight, it might, you know, it keeps him right up at the top of the heap at 170. So I'm going for Darren Till on this. Hopefully it's amazing. It's his big come out party. But I'm looking forward to watching those fights on Sunday, probably sleep in. And then the one nice thing about watching the fights later is that I can pause stuff if I need to take a piss or if somebody needs my help doing something. That's good. All right, everybody. So that's been my episode of the Inspired Disorder podcast. Thank you all for listening. And if you want to watch the episode, do so over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder, spelled patreon.com/inspireddisorder. First 100 people to sign up can join for $1. After that, it's $3. I may put another layer down the road, too, but we're so far from that, I'm not thinking about it. But go sign up now. For $1, you get to watch the video version of this show. You get to watch the making of videos of the many faces, as well as the Photoshops that I do. You will get to have first access to viewing the new artwork I do before it gets released to the public, as well as purchase the artwork before it gets released to the public. And you get a special discount, huge discount. So if you do want to spend any money over at inspireddisorder.com buying any of the artwork that's there, t-shirts, prints, 40 sacks, all that stuff, use the discount code which you get when you become a member over at Patreon. Thank you all very much. I tried to do questions for this episode also, but nobody submitted anything. So if you're listening to this and you want to ask me a question, I will answer it on the next episode. So yeah, get those questions coming in. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. Appreciate you all. Have a great week. Peace out.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from 4 of the 7 primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.